Welcome to the How to Be Happy with Yourself podcast. I'm your host, Becky Smith. I'm your certified life and creation coach. I'm here to guide you through the process of setting boundaries, letting go of fear and guilt, improving relationships with others, but most importantly, the relationship with yourself. Because life is better when you're truly happy with yourself. Hello, my friends, and welcome to the podcast. It has been a little while and I've missed talking to you. I really do think of them as our little chats because I try to picture you in my mind when I am recording these podcasts. Picture what your life is like and what you need to hear and how I can best serve you and be the best use of your time, because I do know that your time is valuable and there's so many other things you could be doing or listening to. I want to make the most of this time that we have together. Now, speaking of serving, that is what this podcast is on today. We're going to talk about the difference between helping, fixing, and serving your family. But first, I want to tell you something really exciting that I have going on that you are invited to. Me and a fellow coach, Sabrina, have come up with a great idea of having a retreat. Now, I think most of the people that listen to this podcast are women, and probably a lot of them are moms. And I know the number one thing that a mom needs is a break, is a change of scenery, is a time to rest and renew and rejuvenate. And so we are having a Dream Big retreat April 20th through the 23rd. In warm, sunny Phoenix, Arizona. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have yoga and hiking and energy work, pool time and downtime, and of course, a lot of coaching and a lot of time where you get to think of you. You get to think of what you want and what your next big dream is. And for some of you, it might be building a business. For some of you, it might be losing weight. Or for some of you, it might be just enjoying the life you have more. Maybe you're already living that dream life and you just want to be more present for it, enjoy it more. I haven't even talked about the best part, which is the price. The price is actually unbelievable. Me and Sabrina have found a way to really make it affordable, because I also know if you're a mom that budgets can be tight. We've made it super, super affordable, but the price is going to be going up starting April 1st. So you're going to want to click in the show notes. It will take you to a webpage that's going to tell you all about the retreat. And then, of course, you can always DM me, text me, email me and ask for more details, but you're not going to find an all-inclusive retreat that includes your food, coaching, yoga, hikes, all the things we're going to do for the price that we have on here. You're just not going to find that anywhere. So if you're interested, let me know. The spots are filling up quickly. It's limited availability. So get your plane tickets, arrange the babysitter, clear your calendar, and I'll see you in April. Without further ado, let's get on to the topic today: fixing, helping, and serving. It was summer here in Phoenix, which means it's hotter than the surface of the sun. So when that happens, we tend to head up north where it's just a little bit cooler. And there is a lake called Lynx Lake. And we were at the lake for the day. We had these rafts, these blow-up boats or rafts that we could play in the lake with. We've been kind of playing in them all day, and the kids decided to go out with their friends in this boat. And they'd done it before and it was fine. They were taking them out and it had been quite a while. I had noticed it had been an hour or more, And I couldn't see the kids. Now, it's a when I say lake, it was up like a pond. It was a small lake. I should be able to see them. But for some reason, I could not see them anywhere. And I was starting to freak out a little bit. So I told my husband, we need to go find them. We need to get in this boat and go find them. So we got in the boat and we started rowing. I was in my frantic mom mode and I just started rowing that oar with everything I had. And I was trying to get to my babies because I was worried. They weren't really babies, but I was worried that something had happened to them, that they had tipped over, that I don't know. I didn't know. And my mind was going crazy. So I was really rowing as hard and as fast as I could. Now, Jim, my husband, was also in the boat on the other side with his oar rowing. And he seemed to be rowing a lot slower than I was rowing. And if you've ever been in this situation, you know that you need to be even in your rowing. If one person is rowing faster than the other person, then the boat tends to go in circles. So that is what was happening. We were not getting to the destination faster, but we were spinning around in circles. And as you can imagine, I was getting pretty frustrated with my husband because he wasn't doing it fast enough. And I was getting kind of resentful because I was working so hard and he wasn't. Which brings me to something I recently learned in school from an article written by Rachel Remen. It is called In the Service of Life. And she talks about the difference between having a helping mindset, a fixing mindset, or a service mindset. The helping mindset comes from a place of inequality, of not being matched in your strength. Like in the boat, I was rowing faster and harder than my husband, which caused an imbalance or sense of inequality. Helping can cause personal negative effects such as resentment. I was starting to resent him because I was thinking that I was doing all the work and that he wasn't trying. Helping can be a top-down relationship where I have more to offer than you. I'm doing more than you. And it just makes things unequal and not mutual. It kind of causes a debt. Like, I'm doing this and you owe me. And that's really not a great place to come from when we're trying to build connections in our relationships. So helping and fixing can be draining. When we're helping, sometimes, especially if we get in the habit of people pleasing, we are giving is in order to get approval, to get love. And another way of saying it that might resonate better is we need other people to be happy so that we can be happy. And it's exhausting to try to make everybody happy all the time. And I know that if you're struggling with the habit of people pleasing, then this really comes up a lot. We feel like we are doing everything and we're just trying to make them happy and they just don't get it. They don't appreciate us. They're not pulling their weight. It's just not working out. So it's interesting to note that the problem might be the way we're looking at our service or our help. So the next one is fixing. The fixing mindset is when we perceive the other person to be broken in some way. Broken or wounded or something that we need to fix. And fixing is a form of judgment. And judgment creates distance and disconnection in relationships. It creates an experience of there being a difference. In coaching, we are trained to see our clients as completely whole and as experts in their own lives. We're not there to fix them or help them. We are there to co-create with them, to create something new or better or different or whatever they want to create. We're there alongside them. So in the helping relationship, I think of it as looking down on someone. And in the fixing relationship, I look at like pointing a finger at someone. And when I think about mistakes I've made in approaching a relationship in the fixing mindset, I think of my teenagers. Because there's so many times that I just want to fix them. I can see where they could be helped. I can see what they're doing wrong. And I'm putting that in air quotes, right? Because I've lived longer than they have on the earth. And I can see the pitfall up ahead, or I can see the problem. And so I come at them trying to fix it. Things, words like, if you would just do this, or I know better, come out of my mouth, or I think them. And when I do that, I am coming at it with this judgmental fixing approach. And it has, not saying it doesn't ever work, but it has some negative consequences in relationships, which reminded me of a story we read in school this semester that was about the wells in Africa and how this nonprofit organization went over there and wanted to fix them. They wanted to give them something they thought they were lacking or something they thought was missing, which was clean drinking water. And it sounds great, right? It sounds like a high and noble thing to do. So they went over there, they created this beautiful well for the people. And then after, I don't know how long it was, but after a little while, they found that the well had been destroyed. It had been completely ruined. It was inoperable. And they found out that the people who destroyed it were the women in the town. It just seemed so counterintuitive. Why would they do that? We were trying to help them and fix them and give them something we thought they needed, and they destroyed it. We'll come to find out that the women's lives were kind of built around walking to getting water, getting the water, and then walking home. And they did that with their friends. That was their time for socialization and their time for themselves. And they actually really enjoyed that as part of their life. And when they had this well there, they didn't have that time anymore. And they didn't like that. And so that's why they destroyed the well. So that's just a really good example of coming at a problem or at a person and trying to fix it, the fixing mindset. So the alternative is not fixing or helping, but it is service. Service doesn't look down. Service doesn't point fingers. It is standing alongside and supporting and walking with that person, finding out what they want and what they need. Service renews us. Also, service isn't coming from a place of perfection, like I am better than you, let me help you, but it's saying I am broken and imperfect, and maybe my brokenness and imperfectness can also help you. I've heard that your mess is your message. I think that is very true when it comes to true service. Why I do this podcast and also why I coach, because my struggles with people pleasing and how it has affected my relationships and all the mistakes that I've made. That's why I do this. Not because I've conquered it or I think I'm better than any of you or that I know more, but just that I understand. I still struggle with it. So service can become a healing thing where we both come together and take our broken parts, create this wholeness. Service is mutually beneficial. It serves us and it serves the other person. Service connects us, and service is healing. I had another really good example of this from a show called Turning Point by BYU. It was about this place in California. The community had a really big problem with gangs, and it was so bad that there was a shooting every single day. Somebody didn't necessarily die every day, but there were gunshots in the neighborhood every day. And it was really terrifying to live in that neighborhood. Some of the mothers and one the pastor or priest, this neighborhood wanted to do something about it. In the past, there had been people coming in trying to help and fix, you know, fix as in put them away, put them in jail. So things were getting pretty bad in this neighborhood. This priest decided to do something really pretty unconventional. He went to the highest member in one of the gangs. He talked to him. He had a conversation with him. He asked him if he liked the life that he was in and if he wanted to stay in that life. The answers to that was no. He didn't like it and he didn't want to stay in it. And so then he asked him, well, what would you want or what would you need in order to get out of this life? And he said, well, I need a job. Being in the gang is my job. It's my livelihood. And if I don't have that, then, you know, I need that to survive. It's really hard for somebody with a criminal record to get a job. And it used the example of someone who had been out of jail for quite a while and he got a job, was doing very well in the job. And then the employer came and said, you lied on your application that you had never been incarcerated. And he said, well, it said, had you been incarcerated in the last 7 years? And I haven't been in the last 7 years. But needless to say, he was fired anyway and he didn't have a job. So this priest rallied the community, started coming up with ideas. He went around first and tried to find places that would hire convicts. There weren't any. So they decided to create a business. They found a warehouse that they could use. They created a bakery and they called it Homeboy Bakery. And then they created Homegirl Bakery also. And they hired these gang members and created a very thriving and successful business. All along the way, they were asking these people what they wanted and what they needed. And then they supported them and served them. It was a collaboration and it was a co-creation together. It wasn't the top down and it wasn't the fixing. It was so neat to see that this community completely turned around. As of watching that show, they said that they had not had a shooting in 3 years. And there used to be one daily. So it really made a difference in the lives of so many people. So service has power. Service has the ability to transform both of the people in the situation. So I invite you to look at your families and your close personal relationships and see what mindset you are approaching those relationships. I don't expect you to be perfect. I think there are some times when we do want to help and we do want to fix, but it's always about just awareness. What do we want to choose on purpose? Do I want to come at this at a helping mindset or a fixing mindset, or do I want to come at this at a service mindset? It really comes down to that. And when we can take the moment to gain that awareness and to choose on purpose, then that will make all the difference in your lives, in your relationships, and in your connections, and in your families. So just a recap, helping is the top-down approach. It creates inequality in the relationship. Fixing is a form of judgment, and it's pointing the finger at the other person, saying there's something wrong with them. Service is a co-creation. It is a collaboration. It is coming alongside and supporting each other. It is also taking our brokenness and creating a new wholeness together. So I hope that you will take these lessons learned this week and apply it in your life and in your family. Don't forget about the retreat. Check it out. Let me know if you have any questions. And I hope you have a wonderful week. And bye for now.
If you have ever felt like you know what you should be doing to be happy with yourself, but you can't seem to get yourself to do it, then I'm the life coach for you. Click on my calendar in the show notes to sign up for a free life coaching session, personalized and tailored to help you get unstuck and be happy with yourself.